The image of our Lord as the Good Shepherd is a very popular image. People love to think of that image, that, you know, they think of the beautiful green mountain pastures with a stream running through it, and sheep just kind of lazing away, you know, laying there, you know, munching on the grass, just very calm, very peaceful, very pastoral. And of course, that term pastoral actually comes from the word for to shepherd. That's why a pastor is considered a shepherd. You know, it's a very peaceful image. It's a beautiful image. And, you know, Psalm 23 really portrays it so well. And that's why so many people love that psalm, Psalm 23. Well, this Sunday, we're reflecting on our Lord as the Good Shepherd, as the shepherd who leads and guides us, his sheep. He leads us. It says, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish." That this shepherd who is leading us, his sheep, to that verdant pasture, to that eternal life, that heavenly kingdom that awaits us. You know, of course, it's an image that we also use a lot in funerals, because that there's that idea of that there's no more pain and sorrow. That, you know, it, as the second reading says, you know, God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Very beautiful image. But I think we kind of forget sometimes that in the real world, at least, shepherds, it's not always that easy. They have sheep that don't always behave as they should. They kind of want to wander off, go off their own way. Of course, there's also that image of the good shepherd going seeking after the lost sheep, that one sheep that decided to go its own way. And of course, that happens in the real world, and that's why shepherds sometimes have caretakers, you know, the hired men, or even sheep dogs that whose job it is to keep the sheep rounded up so they stay where they're supposed to be. Well, it's the same thing for us as sheep. Sometimes we're not always the best of sheep following our shepherd as we should. Sometimes we go astray. We wander off where we shouldn't. And so that's why we have shepherds here on earth who work as shepherds on behalf of the good shepherd. We call those shepherds bishops and priests. Now, we see this going all the way back to the early church. We look at the first reading and we see the apostles being shepherds, going out to the world to bring in the lost sheep, the sheep of the Gentiles, the sheep of Israel, bringing them in, bringing them to our Lord, the good shepherd, leading them to that salvation. This is the call of bishops and priests, is to be shepherds. As I said, my title, pastor, comes from the term to shepherd, to be a shepherd. And so bishops and priests, we are called to be shepherds as our Lord is the good shepherd, to guide and protect the sheep, to lead them and guide them to the one good shepherd. Now, this isn't to say that every bishop and priest is a good shepherd. There, as we know through, you know, recent scandals and scandals throughout the history of the church, bishops and priests have been bad shepherds. They have led the flock astray. They have harmed the flock. They have harmed the sheep of the good shepherd. This isn't to say that we haven't made errors. You know, we are human and we make mistakes. I know there have been many mistakes that I have made, and I'm sure there are parishioners who will be more than happy to tell you what those mistakes were and list them in agonizing detail. That does not negate our role, bishops and priests, of being shepherds and of trying and striving to be the good shepherd. The problem is when to be a shepherd sometimes means leading the sheep away from where they don't or where they do want to go and leading them where they don't want to go. You know, again, using that analogy of a real-world shepherd, there are times where the sheep want to go someplace that can put them in danger. And our roles as shepherds is to lead the people of God, lead the flock the way the good shepherd wants them led. And so sometimes we have to say and do things that upset people. And it's a difficult position to be in. You know, no priest, no bishop has said, "I want to become a priest of the bishop so I can make the people of God mad." None of us have ever said that. Do we make mistakes? Absolutely. But we also have to answer to the good shepherd. And so we need to have that courage sometimes to say and do things that will upset members of the flock, that will make people mad, that people might not always understand. We still need that courage to do that. So my encouragement to you, my encouragement for all of us, is that we pray for our shepherds. Pray for myself, pray for my brother priests, pray for our bishop, Bishop Michael, that we may truly have the courage to be good shepherds, to have the courage and wisdom and faithfulness to our Lord, to lead all of us, the flock, the sheep of our Lord, of the good shepherd, to that good shepherd, to those pastures that he has awaiting us in eternal life. And that we may have the wisdom as members of the flock, as sheep, to follow the good shepherd, to follow that good shepherd that leads us to that eternal life, that we also, as members of the flock, may be faithful to him and may follow him where he leads us.